this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Ooh. Out of control. wrapping up side one of U2's Boy Out of Control here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, Into the Hearts, also in the Cat Dub and Twilight. And start the entire set with I Will Follow, the first single from U2 from back in 1980. And so where we are now. Hey, guess what? I am the Mockster. We are listening to some side one of some debut albums of some of my favorite artists as I'm killing time on a Tuesday afternoon, and hopefully you're enjoying that as this is the Viva La Mock radio program. Let's shift our attention to a little bit more power pop for the next couple sets or album sides, starting off things with the Posies. Yeah, power pop group that was formed back in 1986 in Bellingham, Washington by John Auer and Ken Stringfellow while they were still in high school. Now, their debut album, Failure, was actually independently released in 1988 on cassette only. And then in 1989, local label Pop Llama from the Seattle area reissued it on a cassette again. But they also did a CD and an LP. Now, an interesting note about this reissue is that due to the playing time restrictions imposed by the LP manufacturer, the band was actually forced to drop one song from the Pop Llama LP edition. The CD, the cassette, no restrictions, same as the original cassette, but the LP had to drop one song. So I'm going to stay true to the vinyl, and we are playing side one of Failure as it was issued by Pop Llama back in 1989. We'll be right back.
I spent half of my life in this god-awful place, and I dare say I've only grown older. I've had all I can take of patience and kindness. I can't wait in this line any longer. But this is the way that I am. So if you choose me, please abuse me. Never mind the mileage. There's no harm in me intrinsically, and every sign of wear and tear is lost in autumn foliage. Well, aren't you impressed? Well, now I'm stating endless waiting. There's nothing new for me to do, and so I have to wonder, will there ever be a last time? 'Cause I need a rest. Standing in the longest line, waiting for my turn. I wonder if my turn will ever come. Chronic starts a perfect to never need a reason. I guess that I could hibernate or move away to a warmer place.
Pray for a change of season. When will my sun shine?
Greetings, listeners. This is Ken Stringfellow from The Posies, Big Star, R.E.M., and so many other things. You're listening to Viva Le Moc on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. treat me like somebody special. I can't be everything to everybody. Could I at least be something to you?
That is the song Ironing Tuesdays, wrapping up side one of the Posies' debut album, Failure, came out back in 1989. Before that, I May Hate You Sometime, also Like Me Too, Under Easy, the longest line in the entire album, side one, first track, Blind Eyes Open. Hey, I am the Moxster. You can listen to an original run of my program each and every Friday night at 9 p.m. with a show called Viva La Mock, or you can tune in on Tuesday like you are now and hear an encore and or replay edition. This is a special edition because I've decided to mix things up because the last 2 hours of my show last Friday, we had some technical issues. So I figured we're going to play those this Friday. And so that means for this Tuesday, you've got this special side one of some of my favorite artists' debut albums. I am going to move into, I'm going to stick in that power pop realm. Why not? And move to Chicago's Material Issue. They formed back in 1985. In 1988, they had a self-released EP, but it wasn't until 1991 that we saw a proper full-length release from the band. Now, by this time, they were already signed to Mercury Records, and the result was the album International Pop Overthrow. It was released on February 5th of 1991, and was produced by Jeff Murphy. Now, Jeff Murphy was also the singer-guitarist in the power pop band Shoes. The album reached number 86 on the Billboard 200. Billboard Top 200, that's what I'm trying to say. The Billboard Top 200 album chart. Let's check out some Material Issue.
Valerie's dancing on the room above my bed, you know. All the world below to see. Valerie's leaving on a car outside my house, you know. It's such a shame she's now.
Bye. yes, it's me writing this letter.
Suddenly collides, can I give you a ride? take you home. And if the words that I say make you run, run away, tell me now, yeah, today, have you heard them all? And she said, well, I'm out right now, but I might be back in the morning. Yes, I'm out right now. Leave your name, your number on the recording. Well, I've been waiting so long, man. I've been feeling so strong. I think about you on a warm afternoon. You're only breaking my heart, but that's the very best part. I hope I see you and I hope it's soon. Well, if the things that I say make you run, run away, tell me now, yeah, today, have you had enough? And if the words that you hear, if they just disappear, tell me now, tell me clear, have you had it all? And she said, well, I'm out right now, but I might be back in the morning. Yeah, I'm
We are running out of time on the Viva La Mock radio program, so I am breaking in just so I can tell you the song titles before the top of the hour. That was the end of side one of Material Issues' 1991 debut international pop overthrow, Chance of a Lifetime, name of that track. Before that was Crazy, also played Out Right Now, This Letter, the song Renee Remains the Same, their single Diane, and their debut single, track one, side one, Material Issue, with Valerie Loves Me. Hope you appreciated what I was doing, and tune in on Friday and hear an all-new Viva La Mock right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Cast Iron, and I am one of your hosts, Didier.